Last time on Brothel D&D.
What kind of gangbanger fucking drow are you, man?
I'm aroused.
Well, what sort of group would you like to sit with? You have all kinds of different choices.
The drunk ones.
You wish you were a little bit taller? You wish you were a baller?
Tiamat wants you.
There's nothing obvious. You want to take it up with me? Let's go!
Engage.
The Rancor's Brothel.
Suddenly hear the pitter-patter of very large feet coming directly towards you, and you look up to see a drake moving very swiftly in your direction.
Sweet! What is that?
I don't get it.
It is one of these guys.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember the thing that you tricked before?
Yeah.
The panther thingy? Yeah, the sort of cat dragon things.
Why didn't we see this drake before?
That's a good question.
We did. That fucking owl did.
The son of a bitch.
Troy's very unhappy.
I am.
Well, I just don't understand. Like, if we were in an area where nothing was around us and now all of a sudden there is, I feel like we're getting screwed here.
It's the way the game's written. I mean, take it up with them.
I know, it just sounds weird.
Ambush drakes have dark vision of 60 feet and they slinked over there. I rolled 2 19s. They slinked across out of nowhere. Otherwise, I would have warned you that they were coming, but I rolled 2 19s.
Fair enough. I'm walking away briskly.
Here you go.
Throw the M&Ms at the drakes and let them fight over it.
The drake is still moving towards you with some speed.
Can you pick this motherfucker up and run?
I don't even... Well, yeah, we're going to start... Running.
Okay. We gotta kill. Is one drake?
You see one drake. Well, he sees one drake.
I'm gonna run towards you guys so that you can be my backup.
Shit. We can't take on an entire fucking encampment by ourselves.
We can easily kill this thing, though, without making much noise, probably, but I still want to get away from the heavily guarded
somebody
area.
Somebody saw you.
Well, we know the drake saw him.
And somebody yelled, hey.
I'm running still. I'm still running. How far away till I'm getting these guys?
Didn't we null and void that shout because nobody could actually see us?
No, somebody shouted.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Somebody shouted from a general northerly direction.
Deuce ex machina. Okay, he's running towards us with Drake and the monk. We run towards him, right?
Okay.
Is that what happens?
No.
We need to stop the drake. He's not going to outrun the drake carrying this
guy.
How
far away is the drake?
You said it was 60 feet. What are the bullets at the speed?
Yeah, they're fast. They are very fast. Let me look here. Their speed is 30 feet.
So it's the same as him.
Yeah.
So he's got to stay ahead of it. I'm assuming it closed somewhat of a gap before he took off with the man, which is going to hinder him.
No, he's healed sufficiently. He should be able to run.
It's a jog. I don't know that he's going to run very easily on his own. So you guys are turning and running, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just to go ahead and make things clearer, I'll take initiatives from everybody, just so we can do it in order.
18.
13. 18. Okay, so 18 is
Matt. Wait, we add something to it?
Nothing.
But you add your initial.
Oh, you have 15, Jeff. 18.
Yeah, he adds his 3.
Oh, you have nothing. Oh, you add initiative. I got it.
Okay.
I got 18 as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you plus 2 or plus 3?
3.
Okay. I'll put you ahead of Jeff.
What?
I'm used to
and
it.
You
I'm
are,
used to it.
What was yours?
13.
13? Okay. Okay. Cool.
I can hear Jeff peeing.
There you go. Gross. And
you wait till he gets back.
I'm making a roll here. Okay.
Stop rolling those.
Mm. Is that another 19?
No.
This is something else.
So Lucas Lucas, you are able to first act. You see that he is... I'll say that you've already turned and started moving. So you see him cut the bonds, and you see him turn and move. You've probably heard the growl, and you've probably also heard someone shout.
I ready... How far away is this person who's shouting from him?
That was actually what I was going to ask.
Make me a perception check with advantage. So roll twice. So.
Right. 15.
You realize it's coming from the guard tower up on the hill.
Which is how far away?
From you guys, probably 80 to 100 feet across, and then another 20-ish feet up.
Someone do the Pythagorean theorem.
Okay, so no amount of weapon we have is going to hit this guy.
Oh, you got a longbow,
right? What's your longbow range?
120, right? I think.
It is 120, yeah.
It would be... Is 120 its normal range, or is that its extreme range?
No, the extreme range is 600.
Okay, so with 600, you could hit it.
150.
150 is its extreme?
150 to 600.
Oh, okay. 150? Okay. So it's extreme range, so you would be able to roll and fire at disadvantage.
Which means...
You would roll twice and take the lower number.
I mean, I guess...
I'm not saying you have to.
I'm not saying we have to.
But if he's up in the tower...
He's the only guy who saw us.
Yeah.
He did haul
us. You do what you think is best.
Aside from the dog that we're not going to kill in one hit. We're calling him a dog because that's what it looks like.
Fair enough.
It's like a hellhound.
Yeah, it's kind of a lizardy dog thing.
How'd we kill the last one?
We didn't. We set it on fire and it ran away.
Mm. No,
oh, no,
we greased the ground.
Yeah, it fell on the ground.
Very cleverly. That was one of my favorite parts of the last session.
Yeah.
It was very good.
We can't do that here.
Yeah. Well, we kind of could.
All right, I'm going to...
What's its natural enemy?
It is essentially a cross of like a leopard.
Does anybody just have a hawk of meat you can just throw at it and let it do its thing?
I got a gnome.
Oh, we got a gnome, man.
I drop a pheasant.
Boom, we got pheasants, right?
I thought you were gonna suggest Albert.
Hey, that'd be a bad idea, right? Because
he's got to take him an hour. We don't have an hour.
Well, we don't really need him in this,
as far as we know.
Well. It's either get found or that's up to Jeff, I guess.
Light him up.
Wait, am I adding this to? Oh.
You're probably adding plus five, I would imagine. You're taking whatever the lower one is.
The lower one?
Nine. Yeah. You let loose an arrow, but the fact that you're in a box canyon makes it very difficult to judge the wind. So the arrow looses and it's sort of on course, but it never gets the height that it needs to get up there.
Right.
Jeff.
How many character sheets do you have with you?
Do you have a copy machine?
I don't think we're that dire situation.
Can we use we're this thing to show us where we are at?
That nobody knows anything about.
It's you guys are in a farther distance than anything, this actually shows. A guy in a tower. I think this is 120. You guys are about 150 apart.
Okay. You don't know that.
What the fuck is he gonna do?
He doesn't know that you missed, maybe.
Is he gonna fart in my general direction?
Maybe he's lazy.
They're a pretty lazy guard.
Can we get a laziness check?
Okay, anything I can do is gonna be loud and flashy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or you could serve up Albert.
That's not gonna stop an attack the animal.
That's like my fourth roll above 16. Sorry.
Yeah.
So fucking run, right?
It's
what
Jeff's
else can
call.
What else can we do?
God. Well, we're not gonna run Damn away because if I'm running with a slow guy, we're gonna get caught anyway. So that guy's gonna get eaten. So we're sacrificing the monk that I just tried to save.
I told you to begin with. If he couldn't keep up, leave him.
You told that guy.
See, now you got the paladin carrying a person. What's he gonna do? I like it. It's fun. Jeff, what would you like to do? Are we going to be loud and flashy? Are we going to do this thing?
Not if I can help it, no.
So what would you like to do?
Hell if I know. Yeah.
I love when you guys have to make hard choices. It's fun.
Do Thunder Wave again. No, I'm
kidding. Let's wake up everybody.
Hey, let me see the book.
I love when you're cussing under your breath about it.
How far apart are the Drake and Troy?
How far away from life with the group? Because you guys there should be like...
You're about 150 feet from these guys. The Drake is probably 60 feet from you.
How am I that far away still? I've been running.
Well, I assumed you turned and started your run, and then I called for initiatives.
Running, running, run, running, running.
I'm moving back towards Troy.
Okay, so you're closing the distance?
Yeah.
How far would you like to go?
I'll double move. You can
double move, so 50 feet. So
oh, wait a minute.
He's about 150 feet.
How much are you moving?
I don't know. How much am I moving?
If he runs, I'll give you, because you healed him, I'll give you your full movement. The two of you together, you can move. So if you double move, that would be 60 feet.
Okay.
I'll double move.
So we'd essentially close the gap.
Yes. Correct. Okay, so you're going to double move towards him?
Yeah.
Okay, you double move towards him.
So I'm 50 feet closer.
Yes.
He's going to move up 60 feet.
Which should leave you, that's 110, so it'll leave you 40 feet apart.
Perfect.
Matt, what would you like to do?
Can I double move?
Yes, you can double move. It would put you 10 feet farther ahead than Jeff.
So that would put me how close?
That would put you... You would be moving 60 feet. So you guys would be 30 feet apart.
30 feet apart?
Once he goes through his movement.
The Drake is aimed at what?
The Drake seems to be charging down Troy and Leosin.
Is he carrying Leosin?
No, he's running on his own volition.
Oh.
I see. You probably got his arm to steady him, but yeah, no. I'm going to say because of the heal, he's able to keep up. Actually, as a monk, he probably can move way faster than you, so being injured and moving at your speed is actually impressive.
You sure you think we got all the info we need?
Huh?
You don't think we got all the info we need from him?
Uh-uh. No. I didn't get any info from him necessarily that's helpful. I was just asking if he got the info that he needed. As someone who's researching dragon cults, I'm going to assume that he's going to be very valuable to us.
Fair enough.
Well, he mentioned more that I'd like to get more information on.
I'm toying with an idea.
I hope it's loud and flashy. I like loud and flashy.
It's not.
No.
The casting, I'm in range to cast Sanctuary on one of the two of you.
Okay. What does that do?
I'm waiting for him to close on me and for the lizard to catch up, and I'm going to cast Grease again.
And you're out of spells, bro.
No, I'm not. Still got one more. Okay. I got another one at second level.
All right. So then I set
that way it won't be loud and flashy, and the thing will be on its ass. And so if you continue to close,
then as soon as it passes the threshold for you to grease, then I'm ready to stab. Yeah. All right. Then.
But if you're double moving, then you're not going to have any other action.
Yeah. If you're just double moving, you can't do anything this turn. So you're double moving.
Am I able to ready my weapon?
No, because you're basically, you got to remember each round is 6 seconds. So you just use that 6 seconds to just bolt as far as you can, which in your case is 60 feet.
All right, I'm cool.
But you can draw a weapon as a part of a move.
I think so, yeah.
Then I draw my weapon.
Okay.
We'll draw it.
What is radiant damage again?
Sun. Damage. Yeah. Holy damage. It's the power of the sun!
Bright.
You guys all see the Drake double moves towards Leosin and Xander. It sees its prey turn, and so it begins to charge. Ba-da-bum, 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 ba-da-bum. It is now Troy's turn.
What about me?
You were the top of the round.
I thought he went after I did.
No.
No, he was there last.
You, then Jeff, then Matt.
Okay, sorry.
Then the Drake.
It's
Troy rolled a 13.
So, are we together then?
No, not until you double move. I just want to make sure that that's what you plan to do.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
So now you're 30 feet. You're 30 feet from the cleric, and you're 40 feet from the dwarf. And you are...
No, not if you double moved.
Goddamn dwarf.
Yeah. Sorry, no.
No, when I double moved, I was 30 feet from him already.
No, when you double moved,
he passed me.
No. Once all those double moves occur, 30 feet away from each other, 40 feet away from each other.
Sorry.
And you're still 60, you're still 90 feet from them.
Okay.
You're standing there with your longbow out.
Something like this, I don't know. Right? Do I have to move exactly double?
Not necessarily, no.
I'd like to run 87%.
Well, I mean, I'm essentially running past him. That doesn't make sense.
No, we're still 30 feet apart, aren't we?
At this point, double move, double move, double move. You should be 40 feet apart. You guys should be 30 feet apart. And then we're going through the round order again.
Oh.
That makes sense? So.
I guess. I thought we were closer. I thought.
So you were 100. You were 150 feet apart.
You're 10 feet ahead of me.
Yep. So
10, 20, yeah. 30.
Well, I'm way over here then.
No, we're still. Oh, I'm going.
Yeah.
Depends on which way you're orienting it.
Like this.
He had it reversed.
Yeah, he did the exact same thing you did just the other way. Yeah,
he's doing it back!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So yeah, 5,
where
10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Are you in all this?
He's 90 feet from this point.
So on the edge.
Yeah.
50, 60, more like on the 70, mid.
90, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, we're on the map, yay.
And so that would put... So the Drake is over here next to the Kit Kats.
Okay.
He's your Drake.
Yeah. And you hear another yell saying, "What are you men doing? Stop! Stop!" And it
told
goes
you
up to Lucas.
Take another shot, Lucas.
I fucking whipped the first time. It's not worth it.
What are you gonna do?
Stick my thumb up my ass.
So whiff it again. Man.
Well, if he's, how far does he have to move to be within regular range?
Pythagorean theorem.
About 400 feet.
I mean, if it's what did I say, 150 feet across, and then that's 20 feet up, and then another 20 feet up. I'm gonna assume that's probably what. I mean, a squared plus b squared equals c, like that's got to be like 300 some feet.
Yeah.
Even if he moves 30 feet, that's not going to reduce that much.
No. It's still not. It's,
it's
not
still it's still an extreme shot.
I want to do the math.
And I would if my phone wasn't frozen.
I would say, I could be wrong, but I'm going
to
imagine.
So are you guys
still
just trying to
shot
get to them? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I might as well try to bring the group back together. What else can I do?
Get the band back together, man. Well, I mean, you could run up to Nomi, ready your bow aimed at the Drake that's running directly at you. You're already drawn.
I'm already there,
your
so.
Line of sight, for bow.
I need to remember where that point is. Okay. So, what are you doing, Lucas?
I need to get closer to them, but I also need to be ready to fire my bow.
Okay. You can move 30 feet and ready in action.
I can move 120 total, though.
120.
No, that's my other character. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can move.
He's got super speed.
I got super speed my other game.
you can move if you want to ready an action, which is where you actually, you know, are prepared to do something when something comes in range or whatever. At this point, you're 90. Your bow's 150?
Yeah.
So it's 90 to here.
At the minimum.
It's 60 from him. 90 and 60 is 150, right?
You can fire on him right now.
Yeah, you can fire on the Drake right now.
But that is true, and then I don't have to move.
Nope. Unless you would like to, you can still move 30 feet closer and do it.
I mean, are they going to kill him? Wait, do I have disadvantage again?
No. This is within your range. And you have 19 arrows left.
Yes, thank you.
It would be very hard for you to find that arrow and reclaim it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
I guess you get so dour when we do this.
17.
Hits. Roll damage.
Which is a D8.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a 10.
Nope. Yep.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, you're fine.
I had to count the sides. I added that to something.
I don't remember range weapon. Somebody else have a ranged weapon? Do you add your attack bonus?
My other ranged weapon was plus 5, so.
Yeah, so yeah, though. Then it would be.
So 10 total.
So you, Legolas style, you launch an arrow, this longbow, flies all past these guys, and this drake is charging, and you put an arrow right in its flank, and it lets out a nice loud roar as you bury an arrow, you know, well into its shoulder. It's still coming.
Couldn't suffer in silence. An animal.
Nope, not so much. Jif.
Hey, I wounded it. You gonna go with your original plan?
I'm gonna move to here.
Yep.
Ready in action for when that thing is.
How close do you want it to be? It's 60 feet from where he is now.
Right here.
Right in front of me?
Well, you're going to move between them.
Well, I'm going to assume not to move. Because if we're going to attack this thing, then I might as well just turn around and
get rid of it. No, you got to protect the monk.
You got to protect the monk.
The monk can run away.
Matt, it is your turn. Your action is ready for when it reaches that point.
Yep.
Troy's still moving this way.
Uh-huh.
Towards me.
Troy's look so angry when you guys get into combat.
Because I get told what to do.
It's your turn.
Stop trying to save people. I told you to let this motherfucker die a long time ago.
You can let, you know, do whatever you want.
How far am I from the beast right now?
You are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, so 30, and it's 60 from here, so.
Oh, so 90?
Yeah. 85, probably, technically.
Where are you casting your spell?
Whose turn is it?
Brother?
It's Matt's.
Okay. My thinking is I could just tell him to keep running towards Lucas.
Turn around to the tech.
And if he's going to...
Right about here.
If he's going to put the grease spell to capture this...
10, 15, 20.
Capture this beast...
Yep.
Then I can just turn
that is
around
feasible
with my hammer and yeah, knock it upside right, yep, head.
So tell okay Monkey to keep running.
Okay. Okay, I'm right there. Okay,
you're
ready with my trident.
Are you ready in action? So what are your conditions for the ready to action?
I mean,
you can ready in action, and when the condition happens, you get, like you say, I want to attack when it runs by me. Then when it passes you, you get an attack.
When he casts a spell...
So that's what I was saying. That's why I was thinking him to cast a spell ahead of me, not right in front of me. That way, if it falls in front of us,
you're running this way,
and we can step up to it.
He wants to spin around to hit it. He wants to let the monk just keep coming towards me. Right, let the monk keep coming towards me.
I'm assuming that not just one blow is going to kill this thing for me.
No. Okay.
Then let the monk keep coming towards me.
I'm right there. I'm ready to how tall is a drake?
It's a good size. It's still a medium creature, but it's a good size.
I mean, like, how tall is it?
I don't know.
Like a tiger, right?
Yeah, like a
tiger-esque. Great Dane.
I'm shielded, and I'm ready to stab at that kind of a acute angle.
So when it reaches striking distance,
yeah,
you're going to hit
it. I'm a little whacking.
And we're not throwing. We're stabbing, right?
Stabbing.
I'm gonna okay ram them. Okay, so it is the drake's turn. It so charges.
You doing this now?
It
all right
hits this point. Go ahead.
Grease.
Okay. So it needs to, what, make a dex check? Is that right?
You would ask me questions about my spell.
How dare I ask you how your spells work?
I damn you for being a DM. What is your problem?
I think it's dex save based dex on your save. Spell save.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your spell save?
17.
I need to roll exceptionally well. This is Lucas.
And since he's in mid-charge...
It worked.
Yeah, he wasn't going to make it anyway. It would have been really impossible. So he hits the grease, and if he fails, he falls prone?
Yeah.
Okay. He falls prone right there. So you see this drake come bounding across, and his grease is put underneath him. His front paws kind of hit, and it just can't scrabble, can't go anywhere, and it slips and falls, and it slips and falls. Matt, make an attack roll. And I will give you advantage, because your foe is prone.
Nah, I don't need it.
Okay, what do you roll?
Maybe you roll a 20?
Okay.
You could so, crit.
I mean, what do I add again?
Double
well, I have an attack rating, right? 5. Yeah. So, 24. 24.
Okay. Roll damage.
D6. Oh, God. What the f***?
What did it land on?
It's on the barbecue chips.
So Matt throws
that's what it landed on. 9.
9 total? Let me do some math here.
Okay. It's already minus 10, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. You totally skewer it, and it... As you stab it in its hide. It's tougher than you would imagine it would be, and it's still kind of... You sort of go down with your trident and stick it and come right back, and it's still... It's still fighting. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna
you really
get
just
up.
Pissed it off. It's like a horse with a gunshot wound.
It is now Troy's turn.
Weirdest analogy you've ever given me.
It's a horse with a gunshot
wound. I nudged, what's his face, towards Lucas.
And he keeps stumbling in that direction.
Yeah, I'm gonna smack him with my hammer.
Hit it with your hammer.
20.
You hit. You actually have advantage because it's prone. If you'd like to roll again and look for a crit.
Nah.
Okay, roll damage.
20 this.
He's going to hurt it real bad.
8. 9.
Okay. More math. Okay. You smack it a good, solid whop on the head. Unfortunately, it's not a human thing, so it doesn't die when you crunch it. But it, I mean... When you hit down on its head, blood comes spitting out of its mouth, and it roars again in pain. And at this point, you guys all hear a horn sound from the guard tower.
Yeah, so this went well.
So we book it.
Lucas, it is your turn.
No, I mean, if you guys want to take off, we'll take off.
I mean, you could essentially still fire an arrow, and then...
Yeah, but it's not going to kill it.
How high up is the cliff wall?
Let me look, because that's statted in here. Tells me what you need to roll in order to climb it. I don't know if it tells me exactly how high up it is. It's a decent height, but it is climbable. It's not a sheer rock wall. It's pitted, and there are places that have handholds
just
and stuff.
Just jet to the wall?
I was going to say, how far away are we from the wall?
If you just turned and fled straight south, it would probably take you... you're moving at 50, right? If you just book.
Yeah.
Probably 3 turns to get there.
Okay. That's the closest wall edge to us?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big canyon, I remember.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's there's 4 sides, so
yeah, no. You, if you head straight south, you'll run right past some tents, but that's probably closest to you. Okay. If you go back the way you came to the east, you have to cover the distance to the pole, and then go up, and you'd also be running sort of, you know, perpendicular to that large tent.
Right.
If you ran straight north, that's a long distance and through a lot of tents.
Okay.
If that visual map makes sense. Oh wow, it goes up to 150 feet.
Can you faster create climb? An illusion that this thing captured the monk? Why not?
It's too complex of an illusion, I think.
The thing's right
for
there.
For one, no, just a dead body next to it that it caught it
until they touched it.
Okay, but we're just trying to run away.
That's his last spell, then. We're going to have an empty glass cannon.
Glass cannon with no bullets. It is Lucas's turn, though.
I'm assuming that we're going
to... Get us to the rock wall.
Running back to...
Get us to the rock wall. You heard him.
Lucas, what are you
doing? Let's do that.
I guess we're running to the rock wall.
Okay. So you're just going to all out bolt?
Wait a minute. If they disengage, does he have an attack? Or because he's prone, he can't?
Because he's prone, he wouldn't get it.
Just checking.
So you're going to bolt for the rock wall?
I mean, is that our best option?
I got an idea if we can get to the rock wall.
Let's get to the rock wall.
All right, so I'm going to say it's going to take you 3 rounds. So Lucas bolts.
Yep.
So he's 2 rounds away. It is...
But he's moving slower than us.
If we can get there without being seen.
Essentially, right?
We've already been seen.
Well,
and a horn.
Yeah, but yeah,
I've been seeing.
We're far enough away from that guy that he probably can't.
He could tell which direction you're moving. I guess it depends on
which
what your
direction
plan is.
We're moving is fine.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. You will be running past some tents, though. It is the least amount of tents you can run past.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you're booking it. Jeff, it's your turn. Booking it. Okay. It is Matt's turn.
Booking
it.
As we book, can we coalesce? Like, we're kind of spread from Lucas here. Like,
yeah,
you can run diagonal or something, buddy.
Yeah, you can do
that. Let's try to get back into our bunch and as we go.
I'm going to assume that Leosin is running with you guys as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is insane.
kind of is.
I'm assuming you're running too.
I'm running too.
All right. The Drake gets up and it whenever you're knocked prone, it takes half your move speed to get up. So even though it is chasing you guys as well, it can only travel 30 feet. So from here on out, it's going to be at least 30 feet behind you. Does that make sense?
It didn't fall back on its ass.
Grease is like a whole minute.
It's
man.
Pretty greasy.
I suppose it's a good point.
It'd be prone for 10 turns.
I'll give it advantage, because it already knows the grease is there. Because it doesn't... I mean, your grease stays there, but it could attempt to get back up.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any less slippery.
That's true. I don't want to play that.
Think about it for a minute. I got to pee.
It's stuck. He's going to be stuck there for a while.
Well, how big is the grease?
That enters or ends its turn there must succeed on a dex saving throw for a minute.
Okay. All right. I'll play it straight up. I'll roll. Nope. It's still scrambling around.
Okay. So, just for the sake of everything, we're all still booking.
Okay.
Next round. That's two.
Yep.
Two of our three to get to the wall.
That's two. You guys hear the horn sound again. Mm-hmm. You're beginning to hear the rustling of weapons. You're right. Hearing people get out of tents. So round two. I'm assuming everyone's still booking it.
Yep.
No, it's still down.
Right.
So
round three, to the wall.
Round three, you have hit the wall. Give me just a second here.
We made it to the wall, just so you know.
Great. Everyone.
Now our watch has ended.
Pretty much.
Charisma checks for the four players.
12.
14.
Man.
7.
11.
As you guys on the second round book it past that set of tents, you hear them say, "Oh, what goes there? Who are these men?" And, you know, they now seem inclined to chase you, but they have not done so yet.
Okay.
So I assume you're still booking it?
Well, it's after our third turn, we should already be at the wall.
That's what I'm saying. You are now at the wall. And you have 10 feet of movement left.
What's your plan?
Cast an illusion to make it and surround us with wall.
For how long?
How big of a illusion can you make it? I'm just curious. Were you just going to make like a 10-foot cube of wall or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, you'll climb out of that illusion, obviously, but... Because the walls go up 150 feet or something like that.
Right.
Okay. I'm just curious.
So we get there and hold still?
No, I think he just wants to create some sort of barricade so that they go, "Wait, what's this?" And, you know,
so
he's trying to give you that
your
second.
Illusion is
just,
only so
just
tall.
So that it doesn't even look like we're there.
Right, but once you start climbing, then they'll see you on the side of the wall.
Right.
That's what I was asking you. I didn't know how high of an illusion you could make.
I'm looking.
Or if you have to localize it, or if you can cast it on yourself.
Well, it's in front of all of us, right?
Can you cast it as a camouflage?
That's basically what he's doing. He's basically creating camouflage for us.
15-foot cube.
So you can make a 15-foot high wall, but you guys are obviously climbing higher than 15.
Actually, it's with silent image, it can move.
That's what I'm saying. I'm basically, yeah, like, does it move with us?
So it follows us.
So you see a wall moving up there?
Well, I mean, I imagine as it moves, it morphs so that it looks like the wall isn't moving.
You're expecting I'm a much better illusionist.
He's not that good of an illusionist.
I'm expecting you to be a badass.
Well, I mean, you could also... there are other illusions that you cast that I think would be really helpful.
Like a creature that could climb
I don't know if I go with that, personally. Something, I know what illusion I'd cast, but something I'm not going to tell you how to play your character.
Something else to divert... Okay. Something else to divert the people from us?
That's not a bad thought.
Fire at the base of where we're climbing?
Where heat rises, that's a pretty bad idea.
Oh, illusion of fire.
It's an illusion of fire. Yeah.
Dumb have you. Man, this illusionary fire is scorching.
So you hit the wall. They won't feel heat coming. Would you like to start climbing?
Are we not all together now? Are we all in one?
No. Well, I mean, everybody's turn. Sort you hit in succession. So you started first. You're at the wall first. You have a little bit of movement left. So if you would like to start climbing, yeah,
I might as well. Like, that's what we're gonna do.
What about my fog?
Or do you want to? Should we all wait until his illusion is cast?
Fog cloud may not be a bad idea either.
Yeah, that'll cover us.
They're humans.
It will cover us. Yeah.
I can't see.
You need to.
Will it stay with us?
Well, it goes over a pretty wide range. I thought from last time.
We're assuming an athletics check. Make athletics checks to get our asses out of here.
I got a +5 on athletics, so I'm pretty good.
I'm glad you do.
I create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range.
So you sort of. As you take your last 10 feet of movement, you kind of jump to grab the wall, and as you do, you happen to grab a loose rock and kind of slide back down.
Awesome.
So you're at the base of the wall.
We're all still at the base of the wall, so it's fine.
Jeff, you cannot make the roll. You're 150 feet away. You're the only person who's moving at 150 feet.
Right.
Oh, so you will stop at the base of the wall.
I'm at level 2, so it actually goes to 40 feet.
Now, can you center it on a point? Yes. And does it follow that point?
It stays on the point. So it would 40...
Point!
Well, no. I mean, if it's a 40-foot radius, then the point would be 20 feet up the wall. Right?
However you want to do
that. That would give us the most spread.
Yeah.
So you were at the base of the wall, and actually that ends your turn because it was a double move.
Okay.
Matt, you are at the wall. You have 10 feet of movement left. Would you like to try to start to climb?
Or do you want to feed an illusion?
Now, before you do that, I do want to ask you, what are the components for fog cloud?
VS.
Verbal and somatic. You got to make noise to do it.
Well, that's not what I was less. I was more worried about whether or not he had to move his hands, because it's going to be really hard to cast that if he's climbing a wall.
Yeah, you got to
cast it for an hour.
You're going to have to cast it before you start climbing.
Yeah. So I'm assuming if you want to try and cast something, you don't want to try and climb up the wall right this second. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you have to move your hands. You don't want to be 30 feet up the wall. Try and move your hands and then fall.
So follow me. That's 40-foot radius. Oh, wait. Radius or diameter?
I assume radius.
So if I cast it 40 feet up, that's the point, then we are covered at the base, and it will cover us a total of 80 feet of climbing.
That sounds like good math to me.
Yeah.
And you all can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't be able to.
As long as you're going up.
Okay.
Keep going up.
It's true. Can see it?
You guys
we can see it because we have
remember that first the first attack by dark the dragon vision. I cast and I'm the only
you've been running around like a crazy man.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
it just stops the penetration of light. For you guys, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Penetration.
So you're Giggity. Stopping at the base of the wall then?
I am at yes. Stopping at the base of the wall, casting
you
I'm climbing.
Athletics feet check, sir.
Right? I can do that, or do I have to wait until my next turn?
No, you have to wait until next turn.
14.
You hit the wall and find it very easy. You are already moving up the wall.
What about Shlomo?
Let's see what he's got.
I mean, if it's dark enough, what if I
cast it? He's struggling, but he's climbing.
What if I cast it on the ground? Because they're humans. They're going to get lost in the fog, aren't they? Or they just eventually run until they find a wall and climb it?
That's up to you.
Or just run into a wall and knock themselves
out. Lucas, it's your turn.
It doesn't matter. If you 40 feet up, it's still going to cover 40 feet.
Nat 20.
You fly up that wall.
I'm up the fucking wall. Just saying.
You're not 150 feet up yet, but you are moving.
Going up the fucking wall.
He's like, you know, he's like.
I wish one of you would have tied a rope around him.
He's like Conan, you know, he's like very aggressively climbing the wall. You're like Legolas when he's taking on the elephant. Like you're
I'm not
like,
even using my feet. I'm just kind of doing this thing. That's how I climbed the rock wall in college.
You're Spider-Man that.
Jeff.
Well, that's how I beat the record in college for rock climbing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't use my feet. I just went straight up.
Are we casting a spell or are we climbing?
Climbing's a move action, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, he's gonna cover. He's got us covered with the fog.
Unless you want to do smoke and fog, or fire and smoke.
And we're 80 feet up, so past that, they're not gonna. I mean, if they're gonna fire weapons at us, they're not gonna hit us. Or I mean,
it's gonna be hard.
Be hard.
Yeah. How far away are the tents we ran past?
I'd allow you a perception check if you want to see what's going on. You ran past them, and it was probably a full round of running, so we'll take them a full round of all-out running to get to the base of the wall.
If they were following us.
It all depends on their response time.
Because as we pass, they just were like, hey, was it, huh?
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion.
Okay.
And I'm going to create a voice 60 feet back towards the entrance to the...
Canyon,
thank you. That okay. thing. Raising an alarm. Hey, stop!
Okay. Is that an... So, I'm trying to think how...
Or how about, like, incoming army or something?
So, well, I mean, just a general...
Tricking them into thinking that there's another force.
No.
I broke him, motherfucker.
Tricking them into thinking we're going that way and somebody else raised an alarm.
That's an antique.
I don't know if you can glue that back on or not.
Sorry, brother.
Nah, that's okay.
My sword like broke it in.
I like the Conan guy. No, I was trying to... So, what do they have to roll against that?
That would to see through the illusion.
I'll give them this one. It's probably wisdom... Your spell save
investigation.
DC? Huh?
Investigation.
Investigation is... What's the stat bonus for investigation?
Intelligence.
Okay, and it's 17?
Yes.
I'll say there's 6 of them. Why not? I mean, you guys are outnumbered like 150-4, so...
Yeah.
I think 6 is a fair number. 17.
Okay. 1.
Would you go ahead and, since you're looking back that way, make me a perception check?
7.
Okay. Don't really notice anything. You notice that there is a clamor of people, but you don't really see what's going on.
And I'm going to raise the illusion of the wall.
Oh, so you're going to do both?
You're going to do that?
Yep. Since I specialized in illusion, I can create sound and vision.
You want to do that?
Visual.
You want to do that? Can you still climb?
It's all one casting.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Wall goes up. You hear a very surprised, like, what? And the wall goes up. Okay. And do you still have movement left?
Yep.
Okay. Athletics check if you want to go up that wall.
Come on, number.
12. 13.
You find it very easy to climb as well.
Oh, nice.
You are up the wall.
Are we all climbing?
You're moving up. Everyone but Matt.
Oh, shit.
Matt, it is your turn.
I'm behind the illusion, correct?
Yep.
Of the wall.
Yep.
That goes 15 feet up.
Yep.
So I'm going to concentrate my point of fog cloud.
Yeah, you're trying to get the most coverage. Yeah. I get you.
Okay.
I understand what you're doing.
So we will be covered 100 feet.
Okay.
Now I do what?
You want to climb?
Yeah.
Athletics check.
7.
7 total?
Yeah.
You start to climb and realize that it's very hard to do in the fog. You're having trouble finding your handholds.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm a human.
But you're getting there, right?
So, Lucas, I don't know how fast you climb based on your... I'm going to say it's going to take you guys maybe 3 or 4 rounds to climb that high. I don't know how fast you actually climb. I assume that it's up for... Most of the time in D&D, it'd be like 1/8 your move speed or 1/4 your move speed.
I got high athletics. I should be able to move fast.
At this point, you don't need to make any rolls. Yeah, you don't need to make any rolls. You're all climbing. So basically, we go back to Matt. Matt, would you like to try and climb the wall again?
I'd sure like to.
Roll again.
Hey, he's an inspiration.
Nah, I wouldn't do anything. You can. It's an advantage.
No. I'd roll a d6.
No, like, you roll again. You roll a d20 again.
You have advantage, so you roll a second d20.
Okay.
Better.
What'd you get? 14.
You find it very difficult to climb, but you now that you've kind of got the sense you're kind of going by touch, you are able to start climbing. And you guys hear shouts of alarm and noises. Those of you, I assume none of you are really looking back. Lucas, you would probably get to the top first, followed very closely by the monk and the paladin. So you guys have made it to the upper edge. And probably one or two rounds later. So you guys are up there if you want to take any particular action.
Everybody's up at the top.
You two are up at the top.
Okay.
I want to just survey the area.
Perception check?
17.
It's really foggy.
Well, up at the top,
it's pretty foggy.
For you, it's really foggy. No, you don't. You see a flurry of activity down below, but it's general confusion.
No, I went up.
Up around you?
Where we're at.
You don't see any sort of activity.
Nothing at all.
I'll give you guys another round if there's anything you'd like to take, because I assume that was about right.
What?
Yeah, no, you were about to... you would be up.
He'd be up on the top of the wall.
He's at the top of the wall right now. You guys will have to wait like two turns for Matt to get there.
I mean, do you... I don't know. We got to wait for him anyway.
Nothing I can really do.
I just want to make sure I give you guys a chance.
I was trying to think of trying to do something to create another distraction, but I don't think
it's necessary. Because his flog's good for an hour.
Yeah.
So we're fine.
Nothing.
How high up is the wall?
It's like 150 feet.
Okay.
You're already on the top, though.
Well, yeah, I was wondering if I could cast...
Matt's got one more round of climbing. Would you three like to do anything else?
Is there anything else we can do?
What was your slight idea?
You probably had your weapons put away. Maybe you should get them out in case you need them.
Try to think of a... Like, cause an distraction on the ground level to keep them away from the wall, but that's not really necessary.
Make a perception check.
Just throw rocks.
It's not really a point. If you throw rocks, then they'll know what direction we're in.
You realize that just now that there seems to be a contingent moving towards this wall that appeared out of nowhere. You just now are starting to see some archers there, and they're starting to look around.
Okay.
They still can't see, though, because there's a big fucking fog cloud.
Would it be possible if I just, dropped a Molotov cocktail from up above?
Don't give away your position.
Yeah, you don't want to give away
where they already. I think they know we've been there.
But if they got archers at the bottom and you're lighting something, they got a target now.
They're going to try
150 feet up.
Yeah, so 150 is the range of a longbow.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
Well, I am.
It's up to you. Whatever you
want
to do.
We don't want
to
do that. Don't want to give away where we're at.
Get behind Troy.
I'm going to shove Troy over if he throws a fucking Molotov.
Oh, my God. Fight me on strength.
Fall damage. D10 for every 10 feet. Good luck.
Well, no. Eventually, he'd hit terminal velocity. He'd have to stop rolling.
Right. No. We're just waiting for Matt to get to the top, and then we can leave. We're fine.
I'm just waiting to see if you know anything. All right. You come up over the top.
Hey, guys.
Hey, let's get the fuck out of here.
That fog was cool. It looked like a cumulonimbus cloud.
Cumulonimbus.
So where are you guys headed?
What direction?
Greenest? Away from here?
North. North-ish.
Well, I mean, that's where we need to go.
Yeah, so you're just heading in that direction.
We're going to Greenest.
Who is leading?
I'll take point again.
Makes sense. And
you still use me here. So,
now that he's unarmed, make that the monk.
Yeah. About like one of these things.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The next question I was going to ask you is: are you following the path?
No.
Yes.
No.
We don't want to create new footprints.
No, because those ambush guys are still there.
Yeah.
We want to go back around the ambush.
The path that they made from back and forth, right? Is that what you mean?
Well, okay, you came in from the west, you walked all the way around, and now you've come up on this far side.
Right.
So there is no path. What I'm asking is, are you going to circumnavigate the top of the thing all the way to get back to the path? Or are you just trekking off into the wilderness?
We've got to get away from the edge.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, we gotta get...
Whoever is leading, which I guess is Lucas, I'd let you all aid in this, but so if you want to... Someone's gonna aid you, so you get a +2 synergy bonus on a nature roll.
14... What's my nature? Where's my nature? 13.
13 total.
Because that's a negative one.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm assuming someone's going to help him, so you don't need to roll. It's just it's a flat plus two synergy bonus.
Oh, so it's plus there too then.
Yeah, so 15 total.
15 total.
Yeah. It's a little challenging for you, but you're able to navigate your way by the stars, and you're able to very quickly vanish into the wilderness. You don't get lost. You kind of have a good idea where Greenest is, and you set out in that direction. I'm assuming that you guys aren't going to stop.
Let's get to Greenest.
Yeah, okay. We're still not. None of us are injured.
No. We're doing all right. Aside from the
we're down a few spells, but we're okay.
Let's make... Yeah, just because. Go ahead.
I'm also going to have the owl as a rear guard.
I assume you do fairly... I assume you do fairly relatively frequent checks.
Is that the owl?
You don't notice... You after the first hour or so, I mean, you don't even notice any signs of anybody. You guys have streaked off into the wilderness, and you're now being, you know, navigated by the elf.
Well, yeah, they're not going to bring an army out to get four assholes in a month.
So you just want to save face and say, we fucking made it back to Greenest, and we're good?
Well, what I was going to say is everybody make a constitution roll.
Constitution.
18.
18.
What am I adding that?
Just add your bonus.
14.
For Lucas and Matt, you are so fatigued you're going to have to stop before you get back to Greenest. Either that or you take the potential of damage because you're basically stumbling on your feet.
At a 14?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, the book says that the camp is like 13 miles away. So you guys hike 13 miles, did all the shit that you did, and now you're trying to back hike. And I mean, you're running a marathon plus all the fighting and the climbing and stuff. Like, I set the DC kind of high.
Saying when you have to take a short rest is what you're saying?
You could take a short rest.
Well, you just walked a half marathon. I mean, climbed a mountain, and we just like, gotta, yeah.
Yeah, by now, I mean, we're just kind of
an Ironman. Excuse me that I asked for a DC of, like, 17 to run an Ironman. In armor, no less, for some of you.
We're trained for this.
You're not that well trained. That's an extraneous amount.
I mean, we could take a short rest, right?
But, there's no advantage to taking a short rest because we're not injured or anything.
I think, no, you don't, you just need, you guys are just to the point of exhaustion. Like, you're walking and you're barely able to stay awake.
Okay, 20-minute breather, and we could go.
You could take a short rest, catch your breath, and then probably make it to town safely. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're going to push it or not.
That uses our short rest.
I'm assuming that our day is almost over, so we're going to be long resting anyways.
You hope.
If you're not healing, then you're just taking a break.
Okay.
I mean, it's not using a short rest.
Okay, you're just what's around us? What can we see?
You've moved out of the rocky areas, and you're now back in the rolling plains, so you're just south of Greenest.
Just nothing but stars, okay. Man.
Yep, nothing but stars.
You got a doob? You want to pass around?
There's no, like, bushes or anything we can take?
No, you guys are miles away from them by now.
Okay.
All right. Can Albert keep an eye out continuously?
Yeah.
You want to
circle around?
You want to talk to her monk while we're taking a quick break?
I'm going to sit down, make some food.
If you guys sit down, he just passes out.
I'm going to say, he's probably as tired as you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even make a con roll for him. Give him a random stat, because I don't think I have stats for him. Yeah, no, he looks really bad. He could easily sleep here for, like, the next 8 to 12 hours.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of time. We need to get back to town.
So you guys are just going to take a nice... how long are you guys going to wait? And just rest.
How much do we need to? I mean, you're the one telling us we have to, so...
No, that's... I mean, you just... Constitutionally, you just can't keep going at this rate without potentially taking...
How many more miles do we have to Greenest?
You would estimate it's another 2.5 hours away. You've made it most of the way there.
These guys drink some water, something, eat a protein bar.
No.
All right, and then you set off again. I'll give you all constitution rolls again.
Oh, shit, man. 18.
9.
4.
Now
Jeff all of a sudden is tired.
Matt is weakening.
Even though we've rested.
Matt takes 2 damage, and you take 1 damage. Matt runs into a tree branch and Jeff, you trip and scrape your knee.
How much?
One damage. But you guys, at a relatively quick pace, show up at Greenest as the sun starts to come up. You've had a very eventful 2 days, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the in one night you've completed episode 2. Huzzah! The prisoner camp.
Really?
Yep.
See, I mean, he said it could be shorter. So essentially, we kind of split the median and.
No, you guys did fine. It's just a question of what sort of choices you make.
Yeah.
Is this what you anticipated?
Yeah. No, I figured you guys would do fairly well. Anyway, I will end the podcast so I can save this. But.
Well, hang on. We're at the end of an episode. I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can we take a rest?
Like, yes, you can take a rest.
All right.
So you can get back your 2 HP and all your spells, right?
XP back.
Right? Yes, everyone gets to go to level 3. I was going to take care of that once we shut the podcast off.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thanks for listening.
When we come back, we'll be at level 3, bitches!
And so the brave adventurers return to Greenest with the monk Leosin in tow. Have they heard the last of the dragon cult? Unlikely. Learn more in the next episode of Brothel D&D.
Yeah, so this went well.